Hey everyone. Welcome back to Overthinking Detox Affirmations for a Quiet Mind. It's your girl, Laura Bennett, here, and let me tell you, sometimes this whole life thing can feel like trying to juggle flaming torches while riding a unicycle on a tightrope. I mean, who else feels that way? We've got deadlines, social obligations, relationships, self-care, which somehow always gets pushed to the bottom of the list. And let's not forget about those pesky existential questions that pop up at 3 a.m. Stress is real, folks, and it can feel like a constant companion. But guess what? It doesn't have to rule our lives. Today, we're diving into something I've learned through personal experience, how to manage stress with exercise and physical activity. Trust me, this isn't about becoming a marathon runner or hitting the gym 6 days a week. Unless that's your jam, then go for it. We're talking about finding movement that feels good, energizes you, and helps clear those mental cobwebs. Think of stress like a tangled ball of yarn. You can keep trying to untangle it with your mind alone, but it just gets messier, right? Exercise is like having a pair of sharp scissors that cuts through the tension and helps you unravel those knots. Ready for 5 key takeaways that'll help you manage stress with exercise. Let's go. Number 1. Find what moves you. Seriously, this is crucial. There are so many ways to move your body, from dancing like nobody's watching seriously let loose, to taking a brisk walk in nature, joining a yoga class, or even just doing some stretches at your desk during work breaks. It doesn't have to be complicated or intense. The key is to find something you genuinely enjoy, because that makes it way more likely you'll stick with it. Number 2. Don't overthink it. You know that feeling when you get caught up in planning the perfect workout and then end up doing nothing? Yeah, me too. Sometimes the best thing to do is just put on your shoes and go for a walk. Even 15 minutes can make a difference. Remember, every little bit counts. Number 3. Embrace the endorphin rush. You know those feel-good hormones that get released when you exercise? Those are your stress busters. Endorphins act as natural painkillers and mood elevators, leaving you feeling more relaxed and happier overall. So next time you're feeling overwhelmed, put on some upbeat music and let loose. Your brain and body will thank you for it. Number 4. Make it social. Join a fitness class, find a workout buddy, or even just go for walks with friends or family. Social interaction can actually amplify the stress-reducing benefits of exercise. Plus, having someone to hold you accountable and cheer you on can make all the difference. Number 5. Listen to your body. This is probably the most important takeaway. Don't push yourself too hard, especially when starting out. Pay attention to any pain or discomfort and rest when you need to. Exercise shouldn't feel like a punishment. It should be enjoyable and leave you feeling energized and refreshed. Okay, picture this. You're having one of those days where everything seems to go wrong. Your toast falls batter side down, your commute is a nightmare, and you spill coffee all over your new shirt. Have been there. You feel like you're on the verge of snapping. But then you remember, hey, I have this awesome tool called exercise. So you lace up your sneakers and head outside for a brisk walk. You start noticing the sunshine filtering through the trees, the birds chirping their happy tunes, and the fresh air filling your lungs. Your mind starts to quiet down and you feel those endorphins kicking in. By the time you get back home, you're feeling calmer, more centered, and ready to tackle the rest of your day like a boss. We talked about finding joy in movement, harnessing the power of endorphins, and listening to our bodies. Remember, managing stress isn't about eliminating it entirely, that's impossible. It's about finding healthy coping mechanisms that work for you. And exercise, even in small doses, can be a game changer. So, what are you waiting for? Lace up those shoes, find your happy place, and get moving. You got this. And remember, if you found this episode helpful, please share it with someone who might need to hear these words. Don't forget to leave a review and join me back here tomorrow for another dose of Overthinking Detox. Until then, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.